Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling in from my home office here in Idaho on a very hot Wednesday here in the Idaho Rocky Mountains. Co-hosting with me is Lisa Diamond calling in from Florida. We have some announcements today. Of course, we do have this national online virtual convention coming up on September 11th and 12th. Beamer is investing a couple $100,000 in the format of this online convention. It's going to be great. We really encourage distributors to participate. It's $50 to register, and that includes both days. So it starts Friday, September 11th. Friday is really going to be a lot of training workshops for existing distributors. The topics are heart-centered selling, keeping your pipeline full, building a strong foundation for your business, maxing out the compensation plan, onboarding your new team, that is, training them to be effective at sharing Beamers, growing your horse business, and then a segment on Canada. So, you know, if you do want guests to be involved, they can certainly participate in any of those that may interest them if they're looking at Beamer from a business perspective. Also, Saturday is really a great time to get guests to participate. And if they are not willing to spend $50, they won't be able to be eligible for any of the awards. They're going to be handed out throughout the 2 days. However, you could have a viewing party in your home on Saturday for some of your prospects. They'll be able to hear from our founder, Peter Gleim, and of course our CEO of North America, Albert Bosk, the CEO of Beamer AG, the parent company in Liechtenstein. We'll be hearing from Chris and George Varonis, our national directors, and there'll be trainings by the regional directors as well. So I really encourage people to participate. It's going to be great because it is online, you'll be able to participate in sections that seem very relevant to you. And if you have appointments that you need to meet during those days, then you can pop out, do your appointment, come back, and get back into the convention. So, Lisa, do you have anything you want to add to that?
No, I just I think it's going to be super exciting and forward to the keynote speaker and definitely all of the workshops. So if you haven't bought a ticket yet, if you go to life.beamergroup.com/convention, you can read about all of the different workshops that they're going to be having and see if anything resonates with you so that you can help take your business in the fourth quarter over the top, maybe make up for some of the first half of the year.
That's great. And then, Lisa, we have a national call tonight. Is that right?
A national sales call tonight that is headed up by our national directors, Chris and George Varonis. There will be updates from our guest from last week's show, the CEO, Albert Bosk, and the regional directors as well. That is tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's at www.beamermeetings.com. It is in your newsletter that came out from Chris and George Varonis on Monday. So if you need to find that in your email, I know they're also going to be talking about, I got a little inside information. A lot of people are just like one Beamer shy of reaching Pace Sutter in the they're going to throw out some tips and ideas if you're in that position, how to get that last sale to get that $1,000 bonus before the end of the month. So definitely worth tuning in to tonight. And then, of course, there are Beamer online academies going on. Remember, they're asking if you've already attended an academy that you save, you know, leave space open in the online academies for all of the, 3,000 plus new distributors. So those are in the events section in the back office.
Great, Lisa, thank you. And I do believe the August academies are sold out, and so now be looking for academies in September and October. We had a really fun Testimonial Tuesday yesterday on Blog Talk. We interviewed Lindsay Ulrich, and this lady at the tender age of 41, she had a pretty catastrophic brain event a few years ago, and she's come back from that. She brought a Beamer into her life a couple months ago, and she is an ultra runner. She is a friend of Brittany Peterson and Cody Lynn, who we've had on the call before. They're two of the top ultra runners in the world today. And Lindsay ran the Pacific Crest Trail across the entire state of Oregon this last month, 450-plus miles. And it's just an incredible story listening to what the body went through and how the Beamer served her. So I encourage people to definitely get on the blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS website if you want to listen to that and maybe forward that to some of your athletes that you're talking to about Beamer. It's a really great interview. And then last week we had a very fun interview as well. Lisa and I interviewed our CEO, Mr. Albert Bosk, and we encourage people to listen to that too. It was really enjoyable to learn more about Albert and what makes him tick. And Lisa, I just heard from Brad Horn, our Senior Vice President of Marketing, and he is willing to do an interview with us next Wednesday. So that'll be really fun as well. We didn't get to take questions last week, and of course today is Whatever Wednesday. We want to address any questions that we can and give you answers to things that you may be going through if you're new to Beamer. So please hit one on your phone and rise in the queue, and we'll try our best to answer your questions. Meanwhile, Lisa, I saw that Danielle Ramber got her Pace Setter jacket. She was on the regional call Monday night in a very cool-looking jacket.
I got mine.
Did you?
Got mine today.
Yes, I don't imagine you're going to be wearing it anytime soon with 100-degree and 90% humidity conditions down there in Florida, but you got it.
I have it. That's the important thing. It was fun getting it. And remember, it goes until, for existing distributors, the Pace Setter incentive goes till August 31st. Getting to senior for Beamer sales or 5,000 points, and you get the $1,000 bonus and the lovely Pace Setter jacket. Also, they're going to be acknowledging all of the Pace Setters at the convention as well. So that'll be fun.
Right.
So
awesome.
If anybody has any questions, now would be the time to hit one on your phone and get into the queue so we can get as many questions answered as possible.
Great. So our first caller is area code 860-912. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Laura Ely. I'm in Stonington, Connecticut.
Hello, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So
thank you.
Did the Pace Setter. I actually got my commission, but I have a question. How do you get the jacket?
Does
it just show up? Am I supposed to go somewhere?
No,
Lisa,
so
I don't know.
You will
work.
Yeah, you will actually get an email from the corporate office giving you the sizes and the measurements, and then you reply back to that email what size you want, and then they ship it to you.
And can you give me an idea of, like, what size you are and other things, and what size you picked, and was it a good fit?
Yeah, I'm a medium in regular clothes, and I ordered a medium, and it fit perfect.
Perfect. Okay. So it's not like the German sizes where
no.
extra large, medium, small.
Yeah, no, okay. No, not at all. It fit true to size for me.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Laura.
Sure.
Lisa, I find it curious that Laura received her bonus or her pace setter bonus, don't you? Do you think that might be something else that Laura got paid? Because I didn't think that was getting paid out until September.
I can tell you that my distributors who have from June 16th through, I don't know about this pay period, but last pay period, also received their bonus.
Oh, that's great. Good.
Yeah.
So they're not delaying.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think with everything that's going on and the kind of sign of the times, if you achieved it, they paid it.
That's great. Do you know if it was paid separately or was it buried into your normal commissions?
I believe it was. No, it was the same. It was in, if you had other commissions, it was in there.
Okay.
And now on the commission statement, it did list it out as a separate line item, though.
Gotcha. All right. And let's see, what could we coach on for a moment until we wait for people to hit one on their phones and ask questions? I did a remote training recently. Somebody brought a Beamer into their life, and they don't live in proximity to me. And so I got them on the phone in a Zoom meeting and had my Beamer Go set sitting out, and I used the camera on my computer and walked them through how to set up their Go set and unpack it and how to utilize the backpack. Using a Zoom meeting to do that is a really slick way to do it. Of course, I sent them all the videos on USeed, and I had them watch all those, so they're very well prepared, and it made our meeting go really fast. I think we were done in about 40 minutes, and of course now I'm following up with them every day this first week and every work week this first several weeks. So consider that, everybody, that you can definitely get customers started the right way if you utilize some of the technology we have out there, like Zoom. We do have another caller in the queue, area code 205. 459-205-459, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, my name is Beth Butler. I live in Butler, Alabama, and I don't have a question, but I have a comment. I love Blog Talk. I am so excited about the Beamer and what it's doing for me, my husband, and my friends and family. I just love it.
That's wonderful. You broke up when you came on the phone. What's your first name?
My name is Patsy Burford, and I'm from Butler, Alabama. And I'm just saying,
hi,
I
Patsy.
Love Blog Talk, and I love the Beamer, what it's doing for me and my family and my business. I'm just so excited. I just cannot hardly stay in my own skin. I love it.
Well, Patsy, share with us in a compliant way, what has it done for you personally without talking about a disease or any medicines or anything?
Well, I'm a... First of all, I'll soon be 70 years old in April, which I'm closer to 70 than I am 69. And I was having problems getting up out of the recliner and out of my car. I was struggling. And that's just one benefit. And now I just jump up. I actually was able to join a fitness center. I'm working out 3 days a week, tons of energy. My life has just improved 99%. It's great.
That's so wonderful, Patsy. Thanks for sharing, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Gosh, Lisa, I tell you, those are the stories that just make me a little bit emotional. I just have this smile from ear to ear when I hear stuff like that. Patsy just sounded so good, so excited.
Yeah. Yeah, you can actually hear her energy in her voice. That's awesome.
Yeah, she sounded like she was 40. She didn't sound like she was 70.
I know.
Area code 713-569. 713-569, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, David and Lisa. It's your usual Sandra in Houston.
We were wondering,
Lisa,
where you were.
Here I am. I don't want to disappoint you. I'm your audience. I do love Blog Talk. I wanted to tell you, Lisa, that your testimonial last night on the product presentation that Rick Roundtree did was really very moving and touching. Thank you for sharing that. And I have a question. I'm not clear if the backpack goes all the way through the end of September. I hear and see different things about that. So could you clarify?
Lisa, I'm pretty sure it goes through the end of September.
Through the end of September is what I know.
Okay, so that's a change, because initially it was going to end. So initially it was going to end this month, and now they're continuing on through September. Okay,
everything
great.
I've seen.
Thanks for the clarification.
Says September, Sandra.
Yeah, I've seen that too, but I was just thinking, well, I thought it was August 31st, so now I wanted to just want to be clear. Don't want to make promises that aren't correct.
Great, thanks for calling in, Sandra.
Sure thing. Bye.
Lisa, have you started any customers recently, doing a remote meeting using Zoom or anything like that?
I have. Actually, the majority of the Beamers that I have delivered lately have been remote, and I kind of have a standard email that I use and send a Google Drive with all of the videos for them to watch the unboxing video and the tutorial videos, and have them have their checklist out. And it really has been pretty easy. I mean, it's been pretty easy. The ones I've delivered in person, where it used to take me an hour and a half, really is only taking me about an hour now. So that's also a good sign. And then one of the things that I added was kind of just a little instruction sheet about changing the high-low setting. So on one side, this is for your body, and on the back side, this is for your body parts. And literally, it's push this button, push this button, push this button. And that has been helpful with the high-low setting for people.
Yeah, the high-low setting definitely is a nuance that is a little more challenging to teach right off the bat. For me right now, I'm kind of just getting people started on the low setting and then letting them have a few days getting familiar with their Beamer using the low setting, and then I will go back to them in another conversation. It's so much information in a short amount of time to get somebody started the right way. And if they're tech savvy, it's one thing, but I have such an older audience a lot of times, so they're getting Beamers, that it's, for me, I go back to them like 3 days later and I say, okay, now that you're comfortable using your Beamer, I want to talk to you about this high-low setting. That's how I'm kind of addressing that. But do you find those usage videos are really integral in helping you reduce this meeting time from 90 minutes to 60 minutes? Do you think that's a big part of it?
Yes, definitely. And videos are really good. They're concise and succinct and easily understandable. So I definitely would not deliver a Beamer without using them.
Right. Do you also, Lisa, put together any kind of hard copy like customer care book or something for people?
Yeah, everything I do is through email. So I do have them do a tracker and, you know, keep track of how they're feeling on a scale of 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, they, you know, a lot of times what happens with Beamer is we forget what we felt like when we weren't right. feeling so good. And so little subtle changes in the body and the energy and the sleep. And, you know, sometimes people, and I get this a lot too, when people rent them and they're like, I don't know. And so I always with the rentals am on top of them about keeping track of, you know, how they feel from day to day and noticing the subtle changes. And then it's in black and white on a piece of paper.
Right. That's great. Hey, we do have another caller in the queue, 801-633-801-633. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David and Lisa. Janine Meekham here from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hi, Janine.
And I wanted to say, too, Lisa, I loved your testimonial last night. I've had a family member with a severe autoimmune issue come into her life just recently, and gosh, I get emotional. Anyway, I really appreciated what you said. And is there anywhere those testimonials are available for replay? Every one of them was amazing, short, concise, and really, really effective. Do you know if we can get a recording of the testimonials?
I do not believe, thank you, by the way, and I do not believe that presentation was recorded. I can find out for you. If you would do me a favor and just send me an email and just say, you know, recording of presentation on Tuesday night, I will reach out to Rick and see if that was recorded.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. And then another question, too. So you said before, did you say you sent it on a thumb drive, the information to them, or just over email when you for your new customers?
I do it over email. I always ask them what is the email that they check most often, and I tell them that I am sending them an email. And then I personally use Google Drive. And so
okay.
I have taken all of the marketing materials that I use for customers and prospects, and I have them organized in a Google Drive. And then I just share a link that they can open and see all of the videos and different stuff in there. One thing I do send to my new customers is, and I tell them in the email, I've sent you an 8-minute video. So when your friends and family start asking what you're doing and what it is, you can forward them this video. So
okay,
I basically hire them to share the 8-minute, it's 9 minutes, but the 8-minute, the new 8-minute video, so that you get them in the mode of thinking about sharing it, even though they're not a distributor, they're a customer.
Okay. And, you know, there was one thing. Yesterday I was kind of futzing around on the computer, and can I ask you about, you do another website. I happened onto it. I didn't mark it yet. Can I ask you about that? Something, Shine and Thrive?
Shine Beyond Cancer. I wrote a book that was released last year called Shine Beyond Cancer.
Okay.
I co-wrote that with a friend of mine, and it's basically my cancer journey, but more importantly, it's how I thrive beyond cancer.
Okay, good. So I'll look for the book, and just contact you on
my Beamer mail is Lisa.
Beamer
dot lisa.diamond, D-I-M-O-N-D, at beamermail.com.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And totally love Blog Talk. You guys rock. It's amazing.
Thank
it
you.
Just gives me fuel for the day. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, area code 910-528. 910-528, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, you guys. I came on a little late. You've probably gotten lots of thanks, and I want to thank you for last week's awesome interview, questions, answers with Albert Bosch. That, in fact, I just re-listened to it this morning and practically recorded everything that was said because I know we're going to lose that recording. It was excellent. And I'm going to use some of his quotes about Beamer and what makes it special. For instance, culture, heart, passion, belief, in my text, people. That leads me to the, by the way, I'm standing here in Lexington, Kentucky with indigo blue skies. It's about 74. It's the most beautiful day I've ever seen in August in my life, with my 24-year-old thoroughbred that is also on the Beamer for 2 years, just like me, and we're both thriving on it. So with this Go set, which I just ordered, well, a while back, but anyway, I'm wondering with this new deal without the battery, if you all and what your thoughts are on about suggesting that someone, when they purchase the Go set, if they were to also purchase a battery alongside of it.
I think it's a
what
great
do you guys
suggestion.
Think about that?
And, we didn't catch your name when you came on to the call, and I recognize your voice.
Oh, I apologize. Jane McLaren, Lexington, Kentucky. Jane McLaren.
Hi, Jane.
I'm sorry, David. Hi.
That's
there
okay.
again.
I highly recommend the battery. In fact, for my rental pool, I've bought some additional batteries. It just makes the Beamer, I think, way more versatile in terms of its portability. I took one of these new rental units that I have up to a physical therapist shop who is renting one of my other Beamers, and that particular Beamer does not have a battery in it. I took it up there just because it makes it more convenient for them to move it around their clinic, and then the individual in charge of the clinic also takes it home at night and on weekends, makes it much easier for him as well without having to take the cord. So I can't speak highly enough about the lithium battery, and it's a really good quality battery. It lasts an entire week through lots of sessions. Lisa, would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I now that the battery is not included, I am recommending that they purchase a battery. Keep in mind that if you are bringing on a new distributor and they're purchasing at the same time, going to want to just purchase, they're just going to be able to purchase the Beamer and the distributorship, and then they can buy the battery with their 17% discount as a separate purchase. So I recommend that for my distributors. The other thing I just want to, because now that we're all recommending batteries, in your web shop, you have two options when you pick the Beamer Go set. It says add to cart, and it also says buy now. If you click that buy now, it takes you directly into the cart, and there's no way to go back. So if somebody is going to purchase more than one thing, if they're going to add like a B pad and or a battery, you want to use the add to cart, and then that Go set goes into the cart, and then you can continue shopping. So just a little inside tip there.
Excellent, you guys. Oh, good information. Thank you again so very, very much, both of you.
You are welcome. Have a fabulous
Jane.
Day.
Thanks for calling in.
You bet.
We encourage people to hit one on the phone. This is Whatever Wednesday. We answer any questions. We love to hear from anybody that wants to call in and give us some feedback. I am excited about next week and interviewing Brad Horn. That's going to be great. He's a very dynamic man, our senior vice president of marketing. He's brought some great things to the table since he came on a couple of years ago. I'm excited to talk to him about brand ambassadors. We've got some really great announcements coming up at the convention on some new highly recognizable brand ambassadors. We'll learn what the criteria is in terms of becoming a brand ambassador, what those expectations are of them, and we'll definitely be asking him about some high-level strategic marketing initiatives for the next couple of years that he can share with us that aren't too proprietary to management. So that'll be fun. And I got to thank Lisa, my co-host, because it was Lisa's idea to start interviewing some of these important people in our Beamer businesses, you know, especially Albert Bosk. Lisa is the one who put that together. And it's a great idea to bring on some of these notable people. We had Chris Varonis on a few months ago, and if Peter Gleim spoke better English, we'd get him on as well. So we do have a new caller in the queue, and that's area code 704-577-704-577. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. My name is Leslie Willemsen from Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you for all
Hi,
you
Leslie.
Do. Love the Blog Talks.
Great.
My question is, I've been told that our riches are in our niches. So, you know, it's very nice to have customers that you can relate to on their level. So I joined a Facebook group of stroke survivors, but one of the rules of the group is that we're not supposed to sell on that site. So I'm wondering, and these people could be nationwide, worldwide, I have no idea, you know, other than we can read each other's posts and what's going on in the progress and whatnot. How, is there a way I can kind of go around it and, you know, without being blatant? But
yeah,
gosh, I know I could help them.
Yes. Help. So a couple of things. One, when you're in a closed Facebook group that you had to join, those typically
right.
are the rules that, you know, there's no selling, no spamming, and there's a reason for that, because people are there to support. It doesn't mean that you can't share your story, and so you can share different pieces of your story without selling something, okay? And then, you know, people want to ask you questions in the comments. That's where you want them to, you know, tell the story in a curious way that people are like, what did you do? What is that? Can you tell me more? If they ask for it, then you are certainly able to answer. The other thing that I have done is contacted the administrator of the group and okay. explained to them what you want to share with these people, that it's not about, and don't make it about making a sale, that, you know, you have truly used a medical device that has benefited you. And, you know, there's multiple different ways to do it, but, you know, would they be open to letting you do a live presentation inside the group to share this medical device? You don't have to talk about anything about selling it. Mm-hmm. And then if people want more information, they can reach out to you, so you're not pushing it onto them. And if people want more information, they'll ask for it. But I would definitely reach out to the administrator of the group. They just want to know that
okay.
you're being honest and sincere, and that you're there to help. The thing is that when you're in a group, I used to say this about, you know, for myself, you know, when I was getting chemo and radiation, I always tried to be the light in the room. And I do the same thing in Facebook groups where, you know, I'm, you know, providing tons of free information and knowledge, and, you know, people then start to know you, and you comment on people's, you know, their recovery or whatever they're talking about. and be the support and be the light in the room, and people will naturally gravitate towards you.
Oh, that's a good suggestion. And when I say it's something, and then they ask me to tell them more. Is that when we go, like, off, you know, message each other directly?
Have you ever shared your testimonial inside that group?
No. Because of compliance issues, I have no idea.
Yeah, you can share your testimonial. It has
actually,
to be compliant. And you don't even have to say the word Beamer.
Okay.
It would
is
be
it
like
compliant
if you're sitting...
If I say the word Beamer?
Pardon?
Is it compliant if I say the word Beamer, though, in my testimonial? I was the first one to speak last night at Rick Roundtree's webinar.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I did mention Beamer.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's different. I mean, we're giving Beamer testimonials. So of course we can use that. If it were me in a group, I would share my story and my recovery and that I used a medical device, and that's all I would share. And then I would let people comment and say, what did you use? And then you can say, I'll send you a private message. Because that's just going to create more curiosity, and people are going to go, I want to know what it is. I want to know what it is. I want to know what it is.
Okay.
I can tell you, I had a radio show for my book, Shine Beyond Cancer, and I had Danielle Ramber on as a guest. And we both have a similar journey. And so she was sharing her journey, and as was I. And, you know, we talked about the medical device that gave us back our life. We never said what it was. And we were compliant. And I had so many emails and comments, you know, what is it? What is it? What is it? People want to get better. I mean, if you don't share it, we're doing a disservice to the people that we could help.
Right. And can I ask another question?
Of course.
Of course.
So this is about LinkedIn. So for anybody out there that hasn't updated their LinkedIn account, wow, this has been amazing. But I would like to also maybe post so I sold a horse Beamer recently, and do you think it's okay if I post like a picture of that horse and say, you know, another satisfied customer and something about, you know,
really?
Happy Beamering or something?
For sure.
Yes. Yes.
Would that be an appropriate place to mention about my recovery without mentioning the word Beamer?
I wouldn't use the horse Beamer picture and your recovery.
No.
In the same post.
No.
That
but
would be
no,
confusing.
Two
that
different
that
posts.
Would be confusing.
Right, right. No, I mean
but,
two
yeah,
different posts.
Yeah, I mean, on LinkedIn, you have a bio section. Put your bio in there and make it your story. I mean, one of the cool things, and if you haven't signed up for the convention, sign up for the convention, because the keynote speaker, her expertise is in storytelling. It's in sharing the story of you, of Beamer, of your recovery, so that you can make more sales. So I would put your testimonial in your bio on LinkedIn.
Can I do a
yeah,
video
the keynote
in
speaker
bio?
Luckily is Kendra Hall.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And she's a nationally renowned columnist, and she's written for Success Magazine. She's won the National Storyteller Championship. And as we always say, facts tell, stories sell. So great
right.
segue into that.
Is there a way to put a video in the bio on LinkedIn, or is that no?
You can put a link to a video. I'm not sure about actually putting a video.
Ah, okay. Perfect.
And
thank
the other
you
thing,
so
the other
much.
Things
oh,
that,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other things that you can share, speaking on social media, is Now, inside of a group, you can't, I wouldn't do that because they're going to say you're selling something. But, you know, on personal pages, share the stuff that the corporate office puts out. It's compliant and they make it shareable for a reason. So, you know, when they do a post on Instagram or on Facebook or Twitter, you know, repost those. Just hit the share button or the retweet button so that it goes on your feed as well. And you don't have to say anything about it. People are just going to go, what is that?
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Those are some great suggestions, Lisa. Thanks for calling in, Leslie. And at this point, we don't have anybody in our queue right now. It's whatever Wednesday. We welcome any questions. We have 5 more minutes.
All right, you have one in there now.
Oh, there we go. Nope, come and gone. That mysterious 111 area code. Oh, there it is.
530-557. 530-557. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Bridget from California. And
hi, Bridget.
Hi. Following up on the last questions, if a person has a large exposure on social media and they have the capacity to really sell a lot of Beamers, would they, I assume they wouldn't be able to mention Beamer in their, let's say they have a website where they sell a lot of stuff, and what they sell rotates. And a lot of the times when people sell, it's like, Nicole, you know, use this special code and get the discount, right? And of course we know that it's simultaneously they're making money, but the purchaser saving money. We couldn't do that with Beamer, but could a person put a, without saying Beamer, set it up so that the person could contact this person for inquiry, just describe sort of what Beamer does succinctly without saying it?
Okay, so you're, from what I understand from your question, and tell me if I'm wrong, is you're talking about influencers that are being compensated for sharing products on their massive sites. Is that correct?
So, yeah, they do a weekly newsletter, and in their weekly newsletter, they will rotate specials, right? They'll say, this is what I've been using. I really like it, blah, blah.
Okay, and has this person actually used a Beamer?
Yes.
Do they own a Beamer?
Yes.
Are they a distributor?
Yes.
Okay, so and they're sending this out in a newsletter?
Right. This person has a weekly newsletter and addressing like what they like to use, et cetera. That's part of it, not all of it. And what they say I've been using and I like it varies, right, depending on the deal of the week, so to speak.
Okay. So there's no discount. I mean, right now, there's a promotion of the promotional price. I would say you are, depending on how large the audience is, you might want to contact compliance first. And say, this is who this is what their following is, and you know, I would maybe just run that through compliance first.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great, thank you.
David, I'm just gonna add, for everybody that's on the call, if you're in doubt about something like that, you know, compliance isn't the evil department at all. It's to keep all of us compliant and be able to sell Beamers. So, you know, that's what they're there for. And it literally is as simple as sending an email and say, I have an email database of this many people, and I want to share Beamer in this way. This is what the email would look like, and have them come back and say yes or no, you need to change that. It's always better to err on the safe side than the other side and get a compliance warning.
That's right. That's a good point.
David,
Lisa,
do you want to take this one last caller, and then we'll be
finished? We have time. Area code 714-423, 714-423. We have a moment for a question.
Sure. This isn't a question. This is Kathy Klein from Portland, Oregon. And Casey gave me a great idea about the high-low arrow. What she does is she runs off on a sheet of paper what the high-low a reminder. She laminates it at Staples, and she actually places it on, tapes it on the B-box to remind people whether this is a targeted application or a systemic application as a reminder. And that's worked really well for her.
That's a great
system. Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
You're
all
welcome.
Right, David.
Take care.
All right, Lisa, thanks for co-hosting with me today, and you make it a great Wednesday. All of us, let's go out there and share Beamers.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.